He's the only one, he's the only man that suffered on the cross that carried any significance that would free the whole human race from this sin cursed world that Adam allowed us to enter into by his disobedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to look at a number of scripture. I want y'all to listen real, real closely. We're talking about becoming. Why am I single-minded when it comes to the Word of God? I'm not. What did James say? A double-minded man. Is that right? James says, a double-minded man is what? Unstable. In how many his way? And see, when it comes to this, I was fixed when Corona showed up. A double-minded man is unstable. He just go with the wind. And he's just like the waves on the sea. You ever been on the water? And the wind blowing out of the south, no waves are going north. Right? It's just, and the wind shift and turn and go where? Here go the wave. I've seen it. We've been hunting. And the wind's out of the south, and all of a sudden it shifts. Then it come out of northwest. That shift. And everything is going with the shift. If you like that, when trouble shift comes, show up, and everything comes, show up, you going with the trouble, talking about the trouble, talking about all. Now, I'm single-minded. You know why? Because I know my anchor hole in the solid rock. That rock has everything I need. That rock has everything you need. And you've been anchored to all of your answers. You've been anchored to all of your victory. You've been anchored to all of your success. And the wind can't blow you away. And just because it changed direction, you're still anchored. You're still hooked up. He still said all of your needs, they are supplied. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. So I'm going to read a number of scripture, and if you don't get them all, it'll be on the CD. And you need to go back and look at it. It'll help you in areas. And every day I'm working on becoming more single-minded, more convinced, like Abraham, fully persuaded. I'm working on it every day. Because I know I don't think this is the truth. I don't hope this is the truth. I know it. I found the Word of God to be the absolute truth. Not one time have I ever found God telling a lie. Hallelujah. So let's look at these scripture, number of scripture I'm going to read. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare sins in his own body on a tree. Who did it? He himself. That we've been dead to sin should live unto righteousness. See, when he died, you died with him. It was your death. It was mine. We the one that was dead. He took it on and died. Then it said, by whose stripes you were healed. Galatians 3:13-14. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, for it's written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. How? Through faith. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6. Still reading from the King James. Surely he's borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, spoken by Esaias or Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bare our sickness. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Are you still listening? Colossians 2:15, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. 2 Corinthians 8:9, chapter 8, verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Say, I'm rich. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply. Who God? My God shall do what? Supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. How? By Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Psalm 23, Passion. So y'all put that up if you can. Praise to God. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. You see why I'm single-minded? He offered a resting place for me in his luxury love. His tracks takes me to an oasis of peace. The quiet brook of bliss. And if you don't know what that word bliss means, look it up. It means happiness and joy. No disturbance. That's where he restores and revives my life. And that's what he did. I was sad. I was broken. I was confused. I didn't know what to do. But he took me to the quiet place of bliss. And he restored, revived my life. Took away the sadness. Took away the pain. Took away the brokenness. And gave me peace and joy. Made me smile, laugh, and rejoice. He restored my soul. My soul was filled with misery. Didn't have any hope. But he revived me and restored me. You see why I'm single-minded?